Very good. I don't feel in the mood to give commands very often, but I'm glad to know that when I am, you're following them. So where are you right now? Are you at work? Are you walking down the street? In your car? If you're in your car, you're not public enough. You should stop listening and listen to this when you get wherever your destination is. Are you on a bus or a train? Are you just sitting in a park with people milling around you while you listen to my voice? It doesn't matter the specifics, as long as there are people around and as long as I'm your dirty secret. None of them know what I'm saying into your ears right now, do they? None of them know how dirty you are, that you want to sit here in the middle of all of these people and get turned on and listen to me get turned on and listen to me fucking scream with pleasure while you just sit there or stand there, trying not to show in your face. Trying not to leave a stain on your pants or your panties. Well, the fun of a voxyphile is that that's not going to be easy. If you know me, you know that when I get going, those headphones might be a little painful, and those sounds might be audible to others, even if you're wearing headphones. We both know how loud I can get, but we also both know that you like it. And we know that I like it. So, knowing that you're listening in public, and probably on headphones, I had an idea for how I wanted to make the most delicious torture for you. Because I promise that I'm going to come 6 times at least in this audio file. My first orgasm will be as silent as I can make it. And then my second, I'll be that little bit louder. And a little bit louder for third, up until six is when I will just let loose. And if I come more than 6 times, then all those others, they'll just be full volume. Do you like my plan? I don't care if you like it or not. I'm gonna do it. I wanna fucking come. Oh, I'm already so wet. About you, wherever you are, listening to me. Oh, are you already turned on just by my preamble? And now you can hear that vibrator inside of me, and you know that there's no turning back now. That's right, you're stuck here. Don't you fucking dare turn this off, even though you're in public. You're gonna listen to me come, and your eyes are gonna gloss over, and your heartbeat is gonna race, and you're gonna sweat, and you're gonna get wet, or you're gonna get hard, and your chest is gonna rise and fall in lust. All of that out in some public place just because you're listening to me come. Now I feel a little bit bad for telling you not to turn off the file. So you know what? You're free to do so. Is this too much for you? Are you too worried about someone coming by and seeing your dick strain against your pants? Are you worried about a coworker coming to talk to you and you having a little hitch in your breath? Let's Let's see how good we can make that when I start to come. Right, remember, we're going to be silent here at the beginning. And I mean, silent just means you're going to hear the vibrato mostly. And breathy noises. Mm, I know you love those breathy noises. Oh, I know what I can tell you about. As I'm getting ready to have this first silent orgasm. I know that I can come quietly, and I know how much fun it is to be aroused and to get off in public. I used to bring a big sweatshirt into boring classes, and I'd pile that sweatshirt on my lap, and I'd just have my hands folded underneath my sweatshirt, of course. I still wonder if anyone figured out that slowly I would reach my hand inside my pants. Oh, sometimes I'd have to quietly unzip, but I'd reach my hand down, and right there in the middle of the class, professor talking about something, or maybe some stupid video is playing, I'd rub my clit. Steady as possible. As I got closer and closer. So tell me about silent and unnoticeable. I was both then. But, you know, I still wonder. I'm sure that my breath caught in a weird way a few times. I'm sure that I suddenly jerked a few times. Anyone else in class know? Did they look over and they know that I was fucking myself right there in the middle of class? Do you feel that right now too? You're wondering if anyone around you knows how much you want to be touching yourself right now? About how you can barely keep your hands from moving to you? You know what? You should clasp your hands together and keep them on your lap. Not actually rubbing yourself, but the weight of your clasped fists just resting right on that part of you that's responding the most to me. Just reminding you that's there. And I want you to feel and pay attention to how your body is responding as you hear me come silently for you. Orgasm number one. That wasn't much fun, was it? That wasn't loud at all. You're still able to just sit there, stand there, whatever you're doing. Someone could still be right next to you and they wouldn't have heard that. So maybe we need to up the ante. That's the goal here, right? Louder and louder. Make you flush more and more. Make you respond to me more and more. Are you bucking your hips up against your clasped hands? No reaching a pinky out to touch yourself a little bit more. Mm-mm-mm. You're not coming until I'm done with all six. Oh, well then we should get to two here, so... A little bit louder. Conversational level loudness. Are your cheeks red? Have you started darting your eyes around trying to see if anyone else has picked up on what you're doing, on what you're listening to? I want to tell you to open up those clasped hands and just engulf all of the sensitive parts of you in your hands and thrust your hips up against them. But that's a little public, isn't it? All of these people would see exactly what part of you is controlling your thoughts right now. So no, I think it's time to move your hands away. Find something else for them to be doing. You probably have a keyboard you should be typing at, right? Or, you know, if you're at the park or on the bus or whatever, maybe this is the time when, get a firm grip on something. So that the next time you hear me come and you start to shake, you can hold yourself steady. But you do have to be careful because your hands aren't providing cover anymore. So, you have a growing wet spot for me. Or if you have an imprint of your cock growing against your pants. Well, I guess you're just gonna have to deal with that. Just gonna have to deal with me making it worse. Because I am gonna come again. And again, and again, and again. That's the agreement, right? Six. Oh, we're not even halfway there. Oh, we're gonna get halfway there now, though. Okay, halfway loudness. Halfway to screaming. I can do that. Let's see if anyone notices you listening to someone halfway to screaming. Teasing. I'm done with the narration. I'm done with the rambling. I'm just gonna come three more times, louder and louder and louder, and you are going to listen in public, and you are going to feel the eyes of people move to you as you come closer and closer. Can't hold it back. You're gonna come with your hands on a keyboard. You're gonna come with your hands gripping the seat that you're on. You're gonna come with your hands holding onto the railing of that subway. You're gonna come just from hearing me get louder and louder in your ears. Because this is what you want, right? This is why you listen to a file called Listen to This in Public. fucking want to get turned on with all of these people around you. Well then, baby, let's do this. Oh, we're going for 4 now. What is 2/3 level? 2/3 screaming? Oh, why the fuck am I doing math at this point? Oh, is that a little loud? Maybe. Oh, still holding back the scream. How's that wet spot? Oh, if you have a dick, are you making a wet spot too? Because you're just dribbling for me. Oh, fuck. Watch out for the grinding noises of you against your seat or whatever. You don't want everyone to know, do you? Or do you? Do you want everyone to know? Well, I'm gonna be louder, so maybe they'll hear. Maybe they'll hear me when I come again. Oh, fuck! Oh, that was one step away from loud, baby. Oh, that was one step away from screaming. Oh, I'm lightheaded. And I know how turned on you are, because I remember how turned on I was in those times when I would be in public, in class, or on a bus. I did the sweatshirt trick on a bus as well. I didn't have a seatmate. Maybe that would have been fun. The sweatshirt in my lap and my hand inside my pants. And, let's both imagine for both of us what happens when I'm there and I just fucking let loose. I do not care that I'm in public. And you've stopped caring. You know that I am gonna blow your eardrums, and you know that I am gonna be audible to anyone within 6 feet of you when I have this next and loudest orgasm. And you don't care because you are rooted in the spot you are. And all that you are is your fucking wet, hard, throbbing, heavy breathing core of your body waiting on my screams. So let's scream for the public together, shall we? Oh, no. You're not making any noise. You're keeping silent. But through you right now, I'm gonna scream so loud others can hear. Oh, we both like that idea, don't we? Oh, so I'm gonna stop teasing myself. And I'm gonna go for the largest orgasm and the loudest and to just blow myself apart. Oh, God. Oh, fucking God. Oh, God. Oh, no. I can hold off a little bit longer to be louder. I can't. Fuck. Oh, fucking hell. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. Right there. Oh, God. Oh, God! Oh! Did you come? I realize I didn't tell you to. I'm sorry. I was a little caught up in what I was doing. I can't decide which I want more. Comments and replies from you telling me that you were so inspired that you got off just from the sound of my voice. You had to choke back your sounds yourself and just twitch in place, trying not to be heard, trying not to be noticed. Or for the comments that tell me that that wasn't enough. You're gonna tell me that you need more. Are you gonna tell me that I need to work harder at getting you to fucking come in public without anyone, including yourself, touching you? Because now I've gotta go brainstorm how to do that, huh? That's okay, I think I timed this well. I don't think I have another in me. That was pretty loud and intense, don't you agree? Okay then, back to what you were doing. Oh, I don't care if you need to clean up. You sit there and you stew in your juices. You think about my screaming. Oh, maybe you're not done. Well, you know what? You can just hit play again.